You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. We're coming towards the end of April, which is National Poetry Month. For some, poetry helps us make sense of what's going on in the world, especially during times like this. M.K. Chavez writes poetry that reflects on what's going on in society and deep inside herself. Her work has been honored by Penn Oakland, the Berkeley Public Library Foundation, among others. KALW's Janae Darden spoke to MK about her themes in her writing, including nature and her mother's battle with schizophrenia.
You are one of my favorite writers. If someone asks me when I do readings, if someone says, who are you reading? I'll list you with like Toni Morrison and Isabel Allende. What made MK pick up the pen? Who made MK pick up the pen?
Well, first I want to say that it thrills me to hear you say that you like my work. It's an honor. I was probably really meant to write much earlier than I started. But as you know, when you're growing up, you don't necessarily get validation for creative endeavors, right? So I remember writing stories when I was really little. They were really crazy stories. And, it got kind of brushed off as a phase that I would move my way out of. So I didn't actually start writing too much later in my life. And I want to say that really it was multiple exposures to women writers. So Sandra Cisneros, Ann Carson. But it was also not just poetry, but it was also writings that were life transforming. I mean, that the poetry of both of those poets feels that way to me for very different reasons. One of the key moments for me figuring out the power of writing was reading Malcolm X's autobiography. And being a kid who went to private school and was pretty isolated, reading that book made me feel less alone. It gave me context for which to understand the world, because I wasn't getting context from my family, because my family was just trying to survive, trying to fit in, trying to assimilate. Reading Malcolm X's about his experiences, but also his synthesis of his life and how he was going to lead his life was so moving to me. And I think that stayed with me.
I mean, one of the things I love about your work is that you have such a beautiful command of prose. One of the books that you've written is Mother Morphosis. And you were talking about just now some of the struggles you went through as a kid. And I know that this chapbook is about living with your mother who has schizophrenia. Was that hard for you to write about something like that?
It was and it was not. Even though rationally, I understood that I was not alone and that mental health is all, exists everywhere, including communities of color. But I had never talked about it. So the part that was really healing was just the birth of this book and kind of being pushed through the process out into having it pushed into the light. And then suddenly I wasn't alone, like on a very real level. I have found the conduit to where I could talk to about my mother's mental health and what it's like to grow up with someone who's struggling with mental health issues and the intersections of being a person of color and dealing with all of the other various things that you have to deal with when you're growing up as a child of color.
You have a love of nature and animals. That comes up a lot in your work. Where did you get that love for nature and animals from?
Strangely, I think it had a lot to do with my mother, actually. We were not like a nature-going family, but I had a very significant event happen with my mom. My mother had been displaying symptoms for a long time, and my family was in deep denial. They just kind of accepted that she had strange behaviors, like believing that people were talking about her, strangers. Things like that. They just absorbed it into the family structure. But eventually my mother had a psychotic break that was very dramatic. And we happened to be camping. And so in the middle of the night, my mother decided that she was going to take me into the woods to lose me. And the act for her, I believe, was not an act of, you know, abandonment or trying to be cruel. I think that in her moment of extreme distress and paranoia, she felt, I mean, she said, "You'll be safer here." Like when she deposited me, she said, "You'll be safer here." And I believed my mom. I had no point of reference. Like my mom didn't seem weird to me. She had been loving. She had been a good mother. She protected me. And I had no reason not to believe her. So this moment of being left in the woods and really feeling that feeling like I'm going to be safe, I think in some way really transferred over in some way, because I've always gravitated towards nature and it's kind of my place of solace. I married a tree last year.
How's that relationship going?
You know, it was pretty good. Trees are pretty amazing and understanding. And, you know, we have a unique relationship.
I notice in Dear Animal and in your other work, when nature and animals come up, that you also too tap into womanhood, learning about your womanhood, the mysteries of womanhood, challenging what we've been told what womanhood is supposed to be. And I see all of that come up in your work and looking at animals and looking at nature and woman's nature.
I think that when I marry the tree, I also marry myself. I marry myself to this way of life, of seeing, of being with nature and the world. Dear Animal was also born out of my experience as a woman and me really seeing these ways in which women are treated as if there's some sort of disconnect. Like we don't understand that emotional creature, you know, even the terminology like, oh, you know, emotional, women are emotional creatures, as if we haven't expressed why it is that we might be screeching in a corner. There's usually a pretty good reason. So I saw that similarity. And I also saw that similarity in terms of responses, the magical ways in which women show their resilience. I think women are amazing.
That was poet M.K. Chavez speaking with KLW's Janae Darden. M.K. is the author of Mother Morphosis and Dear Animal. You can find more about her at klw.org.